Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Raptors had their franchise record-winning streak stopped at 15 games with a 101-91 loss to the Nets, and the Wizards used a fourth-quarter surge to beat the Knicks 114-96. In men's college basketball, Hartford defeated UAlbany 66-60, Army subdued Lafayette 65-48, Vermont routed New Hampshire 74-50, and SMU held off UConn 79-75. In women's college basketball, UAlbany ripped Hartford 63-40, Vermont knocked off New Hampshire 44-42, and Dayton edged UMass 52-51. In the NHL, David Pastrnak had his fourth hat trick of the season, and the Bruins rolled to their third straight win over the Canadiens 4-1. In NHL news, Blues defenseman Jay Bouwmeester remains in the hospital and is undergoing tests after suffering a cardiac episode and collapsing on the bench during Tuesday's game in Anaheim. And in other news, the U.S. men's national team has urged the U.S. Soccer Federation to sharply increase pay of the American women and accused the governing body of making lowball offers in negotiations with the men. The Union for the Women's Team filed a gender discrimination lawsuit against the USSF that is scheduled for trial starting May 5th. The women agreed to a collective bargaining agreement in April 2017 that extends through 2021. The men's labor contract expired at the end of 2018. And in a statement Wednesday, the men's union said, quote, "In our estimation, the women were due at least triple what our expired deal was worth in player compensation," end quote. I'm Jesse King.